When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Appreciate you hanging out with us here on 93.7 The Ticket Old School. We're going to go in about an hour, and then we'll bring in the folks from Teammates Mentoring, Dwayne Adams, Demo, and Ashton Honor. They will come in and take you through until 6 o'clock. Got a full night. Got some baseball. You got some, playoff baseball is always a little different, and it's a vibe. And you know, I know that we've had a full day of talking about those things, and Austin can never talk about it enough to talk about his Royals and what they're doing. But there's lots to do, so there's lots to talk about there. I want to recap a little of the weekend, and then we'll set up the folks from Teammates to come in and clean the deck and get us in the right direction. Again, 402-464-5685 is the starter Heyman text line if you want to be a part of what we're doing. And, yeah, I'm going to ask for you to participate today because I need some perspective from you, and we've got smart listeners. So there's some good-hearted folks, and there's some folks that are tough, and I kind of want to know where they stand. And there will be no wrong answers or wrong texts along the way, so just be clear. So if you want to follow in, and if you want to jump on the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X channel, Allo channel 961 as well. Austin, before we get into too deep, let them know about our friends at the Mercado.
Friends, indeed. They provide every type of meat, every type of cut, and more for us at three Lincoln locations, one on 84th and Havelock, 185th and Andermatt, finally at 30th and Yankee Hill. But also, Omaha friends, you are not left out. If you're hearing us on the app or watching us on stream up there in the Big O, you can check them out at 168th and Maple for yourself.
Please do. Jump on in and get to it. First of all, shout out to the Huskers, 5-1. Going into bye week and preparing themselves for an undefeated Indiana team. And I think it's interesting. It'll be an interesting 10 days of talk between now and kickoff, and to get in proper perspective. I'm a little offset by the fact that this is an 11 o'clock kickoff. That's a little weird to me. That's a little weird to me between 4-5-1 and a 6-0 Big Ten teams. I mean, these are two teams that, quite frankly, the winner puts them into the conversation for playoff play. And I don't understand degrading, Big Ten allowing itself to be, you allowed Baby to be put in the corner by that. And put yourself up against a game, and then let Lincoln show off, nighttime here. Give folks a chance for this thing to build up. But, okay, 11 o'clock is still going to be 5-1 versus 6-0. That's just me. So, folks, feel how you feel. But I thought it would be better. Also, we send our deepest prayers for the folks in the path of Milton. And this is not the fun Uncle Milton coming to visit. This is not Milton Berle and company with laughter and yucks. No, this Milton is kind of a jerk and is bringing some massive power. So our folks who are in the path of Milton, we send prayers in advance. Hopefully, things are looking out for them, and they're being wise in how they prepare and handle themselves for that. I was in Houston for Harvey, and
man,
yeah. Becky and I, again, we were very blessed. We were lucky. We were in a new project. Everything was newly built. The best of resources, probably the best of draining. We're also lucky and fortunate, not even planned, but that we lived on one of the highest points in that area. We lived in an elevated area, so we were fine, relatively speaking. I mean, the house is leaking because it's just not built to take on that much water, and the different directions of the water. But to see like the street, you know, there was probably a constant flow of six inches of water, 8 inches of water. The backyard's flooding no matter what, but the drainage was really good. Problem was that if you went three blocks in either direction, like we could actually go out, open the door and not get in too much trouble. But we also had a generator. So there was that. We were one of two houses in the entire complex that had the generators. And so our house kind of came the place that people would come, heat water, take showers, that sort of deal. But if you went three blocks in either direction, that foot of water became 3 feet or 4 feet. And even a week after this thing, you would just drive into Houston and there were families out on furniture, like the furniture's out and flooded under the water. And it was brutal. So they've had a tough time down there and this is not going to make it any better. So prayers out to them. I just got back from Salt Lake City and interesting enough, I was telling Austin the story that, or I was telling Jake the story. Austin had to leave because he had to work. Some of the sports and radio folks there in Salt Lake City were paying attention to what's going on here in Lincoln, Nebraska, specifically Nebraska Athletics and 93.7 The Ticket. And there are some folks who pay attention to what we're doing. And it's kind of cool to walk into a building and have people say, I love what you guys are doing. And so there's that. But I was there for UFC. And, of course, for those who are into the fight game, the championship fight, the feature between Alex Pereira and Richard Khalil Roundtree Jr. Was the cap of a great card. Great fights all along. And I've said it all along that fighters, these UFC fighters, Austin, first of all, I thought they get paid to make weight. Mm-hmm. Because Dana White's really, really focused on, listen, if I'm going to put you on this marquee, I can't have these fans who fly in all over the world. And for UFC, I mean, they fly in from all over the world to see these events and to follow their heroes. And you hate to have somebody to announce a card and then six months in advance, people are buying tickets.
Yeah.
And booking hotels and otherwise. And you don't want to get there and then have this person not make weight.
Embarrassing.
Right. It's just tough. So the more they trust you to make weight and to be a professional, the more likely they are to book you for big events. And then the recovery, you're paid for the recovery. The fighters love to fight. They love the competition. They love combat. But the recovery, and to tell you that of the 30 fighters on a fight card, of the 15 winners, 10 of them don't walk out of the building on their own 2 feet.
Yeah.
That they're on crutches and in wheelchairs and they, you know, a third of them are going to the hospital to get treatment right away. Right. And that's not even speaking to the people who didn't win. Right. Because again, the way the thing ends is always not pretty or conducive. So, but if folks watch Saturday's fight, Khalil Roundtree Jr. was actually, and Pereira's the best active pound-for-pound fighter in the UFC. Now, John Jones is still the guy in theory.
Yeah.
Until he fights in Madison Square Garden in November. But Pereira is active. I mean, I want to say this is his third or fourth fight of the year in 11 months, which is insane. Whew. Yeah, it's just insane. But he's saying,
masochism.
He's carrying the UFC.
Yeah.
But he's the best there is. Like, he took down Adesanya. He took down, like, he went up a weight class and won the belt, two levels. Roundtree's winning the fight through three rounds. He's up 2-1. He wins the first 2 rounds, and then Pereira figures it out and starts to lay some punishment down. And they go into the fourth round, and then it's just a beatdown. And if you have it, I mean, it depends on your stomach. Don't go and find it if you're queasy with the stomach. But I asked Austin, I showed Austin the pictures. There were some pictures, some video that I caught. And then getting to speak to him after the fight, which is a really weird thing, Austin. If somebody's like, you're afraid that any moment while talking, a tooth could fall out. like it's really like, it's like, bro, you're bleeding. Like, as the heart's pumping.
Yeah. You can tell when the heart's pumping.
Yeah, like it's seen. And as you said, looking at the pictures, it looks like even when they sewed up his eye, that it looked like his eye. Like it looked like his eye. It was like, that's a thing. So I asked Austin this thing. And the parameters will be set, but what would it take, Austin, financially for you? One, to physically prepare yourself, because you preparing yourself will lessen the damage and the recovery. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And you can't go in and run. So part of the deal, right? Mm-hmm. You have to compete.
Being told I'm one of the best fighters. I've been trusted to make weight. I'm expected to put on a show.
Right. Yeah. So you have to put on a good show, because if you don't, you don't get paid. You don't get paid. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to take the fight, what amount of money is the right amount of money for you to go in and fight, let's just say, the worst fighter in the UFC? Not even the best fighter in the UFC, but the worst, like the in your weight class. Or even, here's another one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
So Kayla Harrison is a two-time Olympian in karate, and she's like number one contender for the women's 135-pound championship. And that sounds really good, except for Amanda Nunes, just the GOAT, just announced on social media today that she was coming back. She had gone into retirement. She retired.
Oof.
And she said, "Hey, Dana, give me a call. I miss you." So Amanda Nunes is back. Now, Amanda Nunes can fight at 145. I can tell you personally that she walks around from day to day at about 175, 180. Mm-hmm. Austin, what would it take for you to fight? How much would it take for you to fight the greatest female fighter in the world?
Generational wealth.
Give me a number. And you're going to have to compete.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to get in there and again, there could be some damage.
So I don't know who my agent is, whether right. I'm representing myself or someone's representing
Jerry McGuire. Me. Jerry McGuire is going to get you covered, man. Okay. Jerry McGuire, he's going to shoot high.
Okay.
Aim high, Willis.
So Jerry McGuire showed me the money.
Yep.
I want seven figures to start, preferably mid seven, you know, probably in the 3.5 to 5 range to get me in the door. I don't care about a bonus from the fight.
Okay.
What I want is social media royalties.
Okay.
When my butt is bruised, battered on the ground, and that clip is going viral,
mm-hmm.
royalties. That's gonna pay me for life.
Yeah, I mean you're gonna get and Roundtree added 1.5 million followers. He was already the number one contender, or mm-hmm. at least he was in the championship conversation. That he added 1.5 million followers, so. There is some value to that. Now, and the fact that he was heroic in the way that he fell on his shield.
Yeah.
Which is the thing, right?
Medical bills covered, obviously, right? I want that worked in.
Yeah, that has to be, but that's an interesting thing because, you know, UFC, you know, they're friends, so I have to. But the insurance, just to Google UFC and insurance for fighters. And it gives you a full conversation for what you have to do. Believer says, you never know what the hospital bills are going to be. 100%. Right? 100%. Thomas Lingo, what's happening, man? Good to see you on here. IQQ, I'm going to deal with that, your question, here in a bit. I can answer that. I'm still in the portal.
What's your number to get out of the portal? If I give my number to get in the ring, what's your number to get out of the portal?
What if I told you that I was offered a number to come back and host a Commander's show, and I said no to that number?
What if I guessed your number was one and that one stands for the number of Super Bowl rings this year?
The number is more than I currently accept as pay from this radio station. And that's not a lot, mind you. I'm still the lowest paid employee here. It's more than the highest paid employee here at the station. How about that? That number is higher than that. So I don't know. It will happen organically if I'm going to get out of the portal. And so there's a number for you to face the best moon fighter in the world. Austin, what's your walk around weight? What are you now?
175.
So truthfully, you and Amanda Nunes are walking around at the same weight. Far be it. Not even.
right.
Not even. But to fight, I mean, this is the greatest female martial artist, mixed martial artist ever. Ever, ever, ever. Better than Cyborg, better than Rousey, better than Holly Holm. She's the one. And for one night, even in a small octagon where you can't run, you have to compete.
So 175 is put me with Usman.
Yep.
Nah.
Oh. Ooh. Pereira fought at 205 Saturday. He fought at
That's 205? What he's listed as. Yeah. Last year, yeah.
He fought it, but remember before that he was fighting at 185. Mm-hmm. With that walk around, and he's a giant man. He's a big dude. He's a big dude. Like, yeah. When you see him in person, you just go, yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm cool with what we're doing. So whatever your number is, that's the thing. Like, I couldn't believe what was to see him react to what happened in it. It just, from a sports standpoint, yeah. Believer, yeah, join the group. He says he wants to get beat by Ronda. Yeah, there... what's the movie? There's a movie where it was a TV show that turned into a movie, and the actor, the character Turtle, wanted to get into the octagon with Ronda Rousey, and then she, you know, he seems to think he could do well, and she, you know, she puts him in an armbar, and you know, there's enough of that.
Entourage.
Yeah. The Entourage, the movie, and yeah. Good boy. So that's a thing. But I, having to watch them, I'm not sure what them, I think the real challenge is, if Austin, they said you had to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
I've done that before. Not by choice.
Not by choice, right? It's not pleasant, right?
Nope.
Would you do it?
Nope.
Yeah, that's nope. Yeah, that's it. That's the other thing. I mean, most of these fighters, especially on the men's side, they have to weight cut at Friday mornings at a UFC event are just the most brutal social experiments. Those people are in pain, levels of pain that us mere mortals can't even fathom.
Correct.
Just that your body is at its highest degree of temperature and its lowest, all within a matter of hours, fluid being drained, cramps, at a level that most of us can't fathom. And I know the women will look at us and just laugh and go, yeah, shut up. But all of that true. So it's a thing. Austin, here's what I want to do, because there are two things that are happening in sports and social media, and they happen on a lower level. Some of it's little league, some of it's high school football, but there's a thing in the attitude, and I need your opinion. I need your opinion. So two things are in play. First, there is a trend where teams, they're recording themselves for social media after the games. And if they beat somebody really bad, they're carrying belts into the line that is normally set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, normally to set, those lines were set to show sportsmanship. And what's been pirated now and kidnapped is that young kids, with permission of the adults, are carrying belts and they're spanking the opposing team without their permission, mind you, in the line. So I want to know what that says and what the line, how do you fix that? But here's part two. There's a video of a pregame, a high school pregame, and the two sets of captains come out, and the lead official asks them to shake hands, and one team refuses. And it's recorded. And he says, okay, I'm going to ask you again to shake hands. Show some sportsmanship. Let's shake hands. They again refuse. And he says, well, this is about sportsmanship. And if you don't offer your hand in good sportsmanship, I will throw a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct. And then remember, if I throw two flags, you don't get to play. You're expelled from the game. Mm-hmm. Now, twofold, there are people that will bravo that, and then there are people who will say it's not the official's job to raise the young people. And then further, there are people who would say it's up to the parents and coaches to teach that, and that he's out of line for doing it. So, Austin and text line, I'm going to need y'all to chime in and let me know, what's the line for this thing? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I know that, one, my team, there wouldn't be no belts. Two, if there were belts, it's my fault as the coach. Three, if there are belts, the parents have failed. On the other side of the with the good sportsmanship, if it's my team, you're shaking hands. And there's only one thing allowed to be said by the mass of captains, which is good luck. There's one captain that gets to say heads or tails or receiving or kicking. That's it. Mm-hmm. And if somebody, at any time, an opponent or official offers his hand, you accept it and you shake the hand. Mm-hmm. And again, if they won't do those things, as a coach, I'm at fault. The parents, I'm at fault. Schools, you're at fault. All those things. So I'll take your opinions. Get them on the text line. We will read those texts, and we'll get Austin's take on it when we come back to Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.